You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're taking a look back at conversations that are still impacting us today. We just heard about Sacramento County Office of Education's unparalleled initiative to transform schools into centers of wellness, and at its core, changing the conversation surrounding mental health for youth. In tandem, the county appointed its first ever youth advisory board. The board members range between 14 and 24 years old and shape policy that directly impacts mental and behavioral health resources for their peers. Back in January, I spoke with Sydney Spitzer, who is the Pro Youth and Families Programs Coordinator for the Behavioral Health Youth Advisory Board, as well as three of the inaugural Youth Advisory Board members: Savannah Carmu, the CEO of the nonprofit Happy Heart Advices; Jordan Kaitapu, the founder of the Black Alumni of Folsom Cordova Unified School District; and Trazel White, who's writing two books: 5 Phrases to Change Someone's Life and 15 Steps to Love Someone with a Mental Illness. Well, Sydney, starting with you, can you tell us about Pro Youth and Families and how the nonprofit became part of the Sacramento County Youth Advisory Board?
Yeah, absolutely. Pro Youth and Families is a nonprofit that is going on their 40th year anniversary at this point in time. And they have been an integral part of Sacramento's youth collaboratives so far. And so the county, in the midst of the pandemic, looked to Pro Youth and Families as a deeper support for schools and the county in order to create a deeper collaboration with youth. And so Pro was asked to be a support to the county in developing a youth board.
The Youth Advisory Board was signed into ordinance January of 2021. When going through the applications, what were you looking for and what stands out to you about the first cohort of members?
Yes, as I've mentioned in previous, I was not part of the recruitment process for the board members. So we did have a total of 44 applicants, which was just phenomenal to see those types of numbers come from our youth. And it reaffirms the fact that we needed a youth advisory board. Plenty of youth are ready to speak out and speak for what they need. And so the members that we have are some of the most stellar and engaged community members from our youth in Sacramento. So as you've said here today, we have Savannah, Jordan, and Trazel, and just who these people are in means of their own personal personality and the way in which they choose to take on community engagement is an accurate representation of all the applicants we received. It was extremely difficult for us to decipher between applicants. So we are internally grateful for who we ended up with in this first cohort.
And the first months have obviously been onboarding and development, but what are the overall goals of the Youth Advisory Board?
That's a great question. The overall goals of the Youth Advisory Board is to find a way for youth voice to be implemented into policy. And so that will begin with focusing specifically on county behavioral health policy in regards to youth services. And moreover, they will also be, in the overarching, will be focusing on ways to implement their voice in the services sector. So that means that the county will be developing their services website for youth, and these youth will take on that role as well. And then separately from the county, the youth also are looking for different ways to promote accessibility of services across Sacramento.
Well, let's get to the board members. Savannah, 15 years old, you are the CEO already of Happy Hearts Advice. What inspired you to apply for the Youth Advisory Board?
Hi, Vicky. Thank you so much for having me. So first of all, I've been involved in the health industry for the past 8 years, and I have been working with youth and educating them about their hearts and the importance of living a wholesome lifestyle through my organization. So really reaching out to impact youth physically and mentally has been a huge passion of mine. And for most of my life, I've been brought up in a low-income neighborhood that didn't really have the best mental health support that the government could provide. But fortunately, my parents would always urge me to think outside the box. And I grew up believing that my environment was not the definition of who I truly was. So I'm so blessed to be raised in such a supportive environment. But the same can't really be said for my peers and the friends that I grew up with. And depression and high-linked anxiety are rampant at my school. So my parents' support system allowed me to follow my dreams. And as a result, I became so much more vocal about the issues I deeply cared about. And I really strive to make a difference. So that was really the background of how I became interested in mental health and why I decided to sign up for this board.
Well, that strive is becoming a reality. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is just so incredible. Jordan, moving to you, you founded the Black Alumni of Folsom Cordova Unified School District. What led you down that path and ultimately leading you to become an inaugural youth advisory board member in Sacramento County?
Thank you so much for having us. It's a great opportunity that I appreciate in daily. I had a background in social justice for the last 6 years. I spent my last 2 years of high school as an organizer for my Black Student Union. And after I graduated, I continued my advocacy efforts through the organization Black Alumni of FCUSD. And basically, my organization's sole goal is to amplify Black students' voices and demand educational equity within our school district as well, and provide resources and mentorship as needed. As someone who has had battles with mental health, it's reassuring to know that someone with my best interest in mind is advocating for better and more accessible services for me and my peers who may be going through something that also requires additional support. So it's important to me that other youth have that reassurance as well.
Yeah, and you're advocating for them too. Trezell, you sent me a TikTok of motivating others, and I have to say that it was just so welcoming and supportive and really just like electrifying in all the warmest, best ways. Can you tell us about your journey and what led you to becoming a youth advisory board member?
Yes, I can. Hello. Good morning, everyone. What led me to becoming a board member was really my own story. I have been diagnosed with a couple of different mental illnesses, such as schizophrenia, major depression disorder, bipolar disorder, and insomnia. And I've also been in mental health court, and I'm now on the mental health board. And there are many reasons that I wanted to be on the board. One of the many reasons would have to be that I didn't see anybody supporting us. I was talking to one of my friends, and he's a little older than me, grew up in Folsom. I was talking to him and I said, mental illness never really was a thing until now. He said, no, mental illness has been a thing in my neighborhood. So I was like, dang, that means it just wasn't one in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, each of you have such unique life experiences. And I want to ask each of you, what has been missing in behavioral and mental health services on campuses, and how can the county provide more meaningful access and support for students? I mean, that's why y'all became board members. Trezell, I'll start with you.
I feel like the biggest thing that's missing right now is youth. I don't just mean youth as in 0 to 12. I mean youth that are my age, those that are very close to the 18 and below, because we actually know some sense of what they're going through because we're still going through it. And we can see their pain. We can see their triumphs. We can see their struggles. And we have a better understanding of how to help them. And I was just in a meeting yesterday, another board meeting, and they were starting something called Near the Peer. And it's when we have college students being a mentor to those that are 18 to 15. And then we have mentors that are 15 to 18 mentoring middle schoolers.
Hmm. Jordan, what conversations have been taking place among your peers in the realm of like what's missing when it comes to support on campus? I mean, what Trezell was talking about is kind of like peer-to-peer counseling and having someone closer to your age group being a mentor because they're going through similar things that you're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. Youth value services that are culturally relevant as well, and restorative justice based that ultimately focuses on the growth of the student versus the punishment. Unfortunately, as far as students can tell, actually on these campuses, those services can be either unknown to the students, unobtainable, or altogether non-existent. So there's also an absence currently of a peer-to-peer support structure in the school setting, which I'm happy to hear that Sacramento is actively doing something about that and investigating that. In addition to that, you know, students' material conditions may also fuel their need for extra support. You know, they should be met in an equitable fashion as well. And, you know, schools should be a hub of resources for youth, since youth spend most of their time there anyways. as well as utilizing social media to increase awareness of programs of the county already offers as well. One of the main issues that we've seen is just the lack of knowledge of programs that already exist.
Yeah, and resources can be out there, but if you're not aware of it, that doesn't really do much good. Savannah, you know, when it comes to, you know, what we're chatting about peer-to-peer counseling, you're the CEO of Happy Heart Advices, and you've been doing it now for 8 years. What's the best way to make these resources and support accessible to your peers?
I think, first of all, knowledge is power. So just being able to know about the services that the county provides is the very first step. And then also, as we're talking about peer-to-peer counseling, it's just so important to just reach out and impact youth. And I know that when kids have the right support system and the proper resources, they can do anything that they put their mind to. And I know that the Youth Advisory Board truly wants to be a force of change in our fellow peers' lives. And counseling is amazing in itself, but what's even greater is when youth come together to support other youth. It's just truly such a powerful thing. And we have a powerful voice, so we need to use it, and we are starting to use it. So I'm just so excited for that.
Savannah, what have you learned from your fellow board members?
I've learned the importance of working together as a team. You know, it's one thing when you are leading out and you are raising out your voice for something you're passionate about, but doing it together as a team is just even more powerful. The power that it holds when you know that a group of people have come together for a united cause is just so amazing and wonderful in itself.
Trazelle, what have you learned from your board members?
I would have to say I've learned to never give up. I've learned that the book that I'm writing, Five Phrases to Change Someone's Life, and the other book, 15 Steps to Love Someone with a Mental Illness, they're more needed now than ever. I've learned that I should have started something when I was younger, and that would have helped my peers around me, because we grew up with a bunch of mental illnesses. And I would like to say that I'm a man that likes both men and women. And part of the problem while growing up for me personally was not having someone to show me how to approach another man. And I went to Sac High, and personally, it was cool for girls to like other girls, and they had someone showing them how to do it. We didn't. And I feel as if we just need to put more of everything into the schools, not just one thing, because it's a spectrum of problems, not just one.
Right. And being able to live authentically. Jordan, what have you learned from your fellow board members?
I really appreciate that collectively as a board, we've all, you know, expressed concern for the more marginalized parts of our community and making sure that they're represented in our board as well. Even though we all come from different demographics, I think it's really important that we continue to amplify marginalized student voices or youth voices in general, whether that's from incarcerated youth or formerly incarcerated youth or youth battling substance abuse or homelessness or anything along the lines of that.
What advice do you have for someone that's interested in applying to become a youth advisory board member in Sacramento County? Jordan?
If you are interested in applying to become a youth advisory board member, I highly recommend that you just go for it. You shoot your shot. You know, of course, youth always needs more representation, especially when it comes to getting input on policy that directly impacts them and their peers. It's a great learning experience and a good way to network and meet other youth that are also passionate about behavioral health.
Trazelle, what recommendations do you have for someone who's interested in applying?
My recommendations would be representation matters. Your voice matters. If you don't speak out for you, who will? Closed mouth doesn't get fed. And, you know, like, don't say you can't do it, because that's one of the things that I said I couldn't do. And be vulnerable in your application.
Yeah. Being vulnerable, especially. And then now even hearing from the three of you with each of your own experiences, having, you know, a support system in terms of advocacy. Savannah, what advice do you have for someone that wants to apply?
backing off of what Jordan and Trezel just said, if you're interested in applying for this position, I just say go for it, you know? And when you're working on your application, just show your honest self. Show why you're passionate for this and then tell your story, because I think that your story is the most important part of you in this entire process, because we are not looking for an expert on mental health and we are certainly not looking for perfection. We're simply looking for a person who's passionate about mental health and wants to be a part of that change. So I say, go for it and give it your all.
Well, before we let you all go, I mean, you all are young and have just such a long, long, wonderful life ahead of you. But clearly, you already have a lived understanding of advocacy and support. So with that wisdom, what would you tell your younger self or even like someone your age, a peer, dealing with hardships that you have gone through? Savannah?
I would say that your hardships don't define who you are. A lot of the times as a society, we tend to link what people are going through with their personality, and that's so totally not true. And it's just such a toxic mindset. So I would say that just make sure you separate your circumstances from who you truly are, because your circumstances don't define who you are and what you can do and what you can become in the future.
Yeah, that is so profound and really a constant reminder that we all have to tell ourselves regardless of how old we are. Jordan, what would you tell, you know, either your younger self or a peer that has dealt with something that you've personally gone through?
I think it's important to emphasize the fact that you are allowed to feel how you feel about any of your hardships or trauma that you are experiencing. And, you know, even when it comes to being in school or working or anything like that, if you need to take a step back to value your mental health, that sort of thing, then you should absolutely do that and put your better self forward when you're stepping into the world moving after that.
Yeah, like checking in and obviously listening to yourself, and especially when it comes to self-care. Treza, what would you tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self that in my book, Five Phrases to Change Someone's Life, one of the phrases is, I see you. I would tell myself I see you, because I have 6 siblings and a twin, and I felt like I was alone my whole life. And I feel as if mental health did have a part in that. And like Jordan said, like when you're feeling your emotions, feel your emotions. The thing is, don't stay in it though. I would tell them there will only be a storm for so long, and the sun has to come out and shine, and just don't give up.
Yeah. Feelings are important, but feelings are not facts, and you don't want to live in them and indulge in them. Sydney, I'm going to bring you back in. Let's end with you. What would you tell, after everything you've heard, what would you tell your younger self for dealing with something that you've gone through?
You know, I actually love this question. I thank you for bringing it to me. My favorite quote has always been, be the change you want to see in the world. And so when it comes to what I would tell my younger self, it would be that it's okay to be vulnerable, and you are valid when being yourself. Do not expect any less from yourself, truthfully. I think that one thing that's beautiful about our board members is that the things I would want to say to myself are a lot of the traits that they just seem to emulate. They are all very comfortable in being themselves, and in that they validate an adult like me feeling comfortable being myself when I sit down at their board meetings. So I appreciate having all of them here to lead by example for not just youth, but for adults in our Sacramento community as well.
That was my conversation with Sydney Spitzer, the Pro Youth and Families Program Coordinator for the Behavioral Health Youth Advisory Board, as well as the inaugural Youth Advisory Board members. Savannah Karmu, the CEO of the nonprofit Happy Heart Advices. Jordan Kaitapu, the founder of the Black Alumni of Folsom Cordova Unified School District. And Treza White, who's writing 2 books, 5 Phrases to Change Someone's Life and 15 Steps to Love Someone with a Mental Illness. Our conversation first aired back in January. Still ahead, we'll meet a Sacramento artist who's transformed life's obstacles into inspiration, from homelessness to foster homes, and now with murals on display across the city and wide open walls. You're listening to a special edition of Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.